Kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni lahko več. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
Pozdravljeni torej v današnjem kultivatorju. Ta teden smo bili priča diplomatskemu konfliktu med Francijo in Alžirijo, namreč francoske oblasti so naznanile odpoklic svojega ambasadorja iz Alžirije in pa izgon 12 alžirskih diplomatov iz Francije. To naj bi bil francoski odgovor na ponedeljkov poziv alžirskih oblasti 12 francoskim diplomatom naj v 48 urah zapustijo državo. Medtem se pa francosko zunanje ministrstvo dogovarja z maroško vlado za sporazum o deportacijah migrantov v Maroko. Zdaj diplomatski odnosi med Francijo in Alžirijo so se nasplošno poslabšali potem, ko je julija lani Francija priznala maroško oblast nad okupirano Zahodno Saharo. In tle lahko vidimo premik v francoski zunani politiki od Alžirije k Maroku. Zdaj za pojasnilo, kaj se dogaja med Francijo in njenima nekdanjima kolonijama, je z mano Matej iz aktualno politične redakcije. Matej, živjo.
Živjo. Torej, francoska vlada je od alžirske vlade je francoska vlada je alžirske diplomate izgnala, ker so bili po njenem mnenju vpleteni v lansko aretacijo oziroma ugrabitev alžirskega influencerja Amirja Buhorsa, ki je znan predvsem zaradi kritiziranja alžirske vlade na TikToku. V Alžiriji je obsojen zaradi obrekovanja, od leta 2023 je imel pa politični azil v Franciji. Ampak to je samo zadnja eskalacija. Spori med Francijo in Alžirijo so se, kot rečeno, začeli julija lani, ko je francoski predsednik Emmanuel Macron poslal maroškemu kralju pismo, v katerem je priznal maroško suverenost nad Zahodno Saharo in podprl maroški predlog za avtonomijo ozemlja v okviru Maroka. Macronovo je to zdaj edina podlaga za razrešitev ozemeljskega spora. Zahodna Sahara je za Francijo in druge evropske države zanimiva zaradi surovin in to priznanje olajša sodelovanje z državo, ki ozemlje okupira, oziroma olajša dostop do tega ozemlja, ampak kot meni novinar in predstavnik organizacije Western Sahara Resource Watch, Eric Hagen, so glavni razlog francoski interesi v samem Maroku, a ne toliko v okupirani Zahodni Sahari.
The recent of the recognition of Moroccan sovereignty of Western Sahara has, I think, more to do with Morocco than Western Sahara. It's more that they have strong interests with the occupying power of Morocco. The French-Moroccan relations has to do with, on one hand, they can be argued on several fronts. One has to do with the large Moroccan diaspora in France. There's more than a million Moroccans in France. So that is an important reason for the French government to be on good terms with the Moroccans. You have to maintain good consular relation with the Moroccan government. It has to do with everything that relates to migration, you know, on all levels, on a daily level, including crime, including returns of migrants or child, you know, the issues or all voters' rights, university papers, all sorts of relations. You need to have a good relationship with Morocco. That's on one hand. You need to be partnering with Morocco in terms of international crimes, international security, anti-terrorism. That there's a strong relationship there. Then on the second level, there's a strong French corporate involvement in Morocco. And that goes on many domains, in finances, in infrastructure, in, you know, in plantations, agriculture, on so many fronts. The French corporate sector is heavily involved in Morocco. Now, over the last couple of years, there have been, only over the last 5-6 years, there have been increased, massively increased French presence also in the occupied Western Sahara. But I think still it remains a detail as opposed to the large Moroccan partnership.
No, če da hitro povzamemo nekaj razlogov, zakaj Franciji koristijo tesnejši odnosi z Marokom. Francija izgublja vojaški vpliv v Sahelu, tako da iz vidika dosega francoske vojske v Afriki pomembno ohranjati zavezništvo. Za september so napovedane skupne francosko-maroške vojaške vaje in te vaje bodo potekale v bližini alžirske meje, kar je za alžirsko vlado še dodatna provokacija. Potem novembra sta obe vladi podpisali še več gospodarskih sporazumov. Skupno so te sporazumi vredni več kot 10 milijard evrov. Besedila so sicer tajna, gre pa za področje energetike in infrastrukture. Do lanskega poletja se je francoska vlada izrekala za neutralno glede vprašanja Zahodne Sahare, ampak Maroko pogojuje dobre odnose s priznavanjem njihovih zahtev po tem ozemlju ali pa vsaj z nenasprotovanjem okupaciji. Maroko je Zahodno Saharo priključil leta 1975, prej je bila pa to španska kolonija. Trenutno Maroko nadzoruje zahodni del teritorija, vzhod nadzoruje sahravijsko odporniško gibanje Fronta Polisario, zazemlja pod maroškim nadzorom je večina sahravijskega prebivalstva, ki je ozemlje naseljevalo prej pobegnila in zdaj večinoma živijo v begunskih taboriščih v Alžiriji. Na zahodu je zdaj več kot sahravicov že naseljencev iz Maroka. Alžirija, ki je tekmica Maroka za vpliv v Severni Afriki, pa po drugi strani podpira to Fronto Polisario in neodvisnost Zahodne Sahare. Tako da priznanje maroške oblasti nad Zahodno Saharo pomeni diplomatski konflikt z Alžirijo. Več o zgodovini odnosov med Marokom, Francijo in Alžirijo pa razloži Hagen.
To say that there's been a radical change, I don't think that's the right start. I think there's always been this triangle of alliance or conflict between those three mentioned countries. France has always been a very strong partner of Morocco. They've been very close allies since the Moroccan independence from France. Whereas the Algerian history is the Algerian French history is more tense. As you know, Algeria had a very brutal liberation struggle from France, and the wounds from that breakup or that independence is still not healed politically and on all levels. So what happened with the Moroccan recognition of Western Sahara as part of Morocco or indicating that a solution has to be within the framework of Morocco, within the sovereignty of Morocco, that was more or less a prolongation of some sort of political support that France has issued to the Moroccans for forever, basically. France has always had sort of interests in Africa. I think also you need to look at it bigger. The French alliance with Morocco remains very strong at the time when French is losing political control over many of its former colonies. So the French troops and political alliances are kicked out or cancelled from country after country in Africa. And Morocco sort of remains the stronghold of French continuation of colonial history in Africa.
No, kot pojasni sogovornik, gre pri francoskem zbliževanju z Morokom poleg gospodarskih in vojaških razlogov tudi za vzdrževanje neokolonialnega vpliva.
There is something in the French-Moroccan relations which has to do with nostalgic colonial power imperialism thing. And that has to do with, on individual level, you will find that all the French top politicians have sort of interest in Morocco. They worked in Morocco. They have a partner from Morocco. They studied in Morocco. I would say every single French minister, I'm a bit tabloid now, but every single French minister has a summer house in Marrakech, right? Every French president would have some sort of almost family relation with the Moroccan king, royal family. There's a very strong political alliance in among the French political elite. And that's also where you have to find some of this answer to this riddle. So whenever France is issuing support to the Moroccan side, it triggers the Algerian side, which is in a rival position to the Moroccans.
Še eno od področij, zaradi katerega so Franciji v interesu dobri odnosi z Marokom, so migracije.
Ja, in če povemo najprej nekaj splošnih informacij o moroških migrantih, te predstavljajo velik delež migrantov v več zahodnoevropskih državah in tudi v Sloveniji na balkanski poti je velik delež migrantov iz Severne Afrike dejansko iz Maroka. Kljub temu, da grejo v tem primeru v Evropo po daljšnici dejansko. Polovica migrantov, ki pridejo iz Maroka, je maroških državljanov, druga polovica je pa državljanov drugih francosko govoričih afriških držav, kot so Mali, Gvineja in Slonokoščena obala, ki grejo v Evropo preko Maroka. Maroko potem lahko sklepa z evropskimi državami sporazume o deportacijah in to izkorišča, ker te sporazume potem lahko pogojuje s politiko glede Zahodne Sahare. Kako to poteka, opiše sogovornik.
If Slovenia has a migration problem, it's a Slovenian problem. It doesn't really trigger an act of solidarity from Finland or Ireland or Portugal. That's a Slovenian problem. Morocco is able to abuse that fragility by exercising unilateral pressure on country by country, one by one, through the migration. So the migration becomes even explicitly a threat from the Moroccan government that if the government of Europe, whatever government in Europe, fails to have some sort of good statements on Western Sahara, we will stop having a migration partnership on all levels in relation to migration. I remember we had one vote in the European Union where this is some years back, and I think at this time the Slovenian government was quite skeptical to the proposal of allowing Spanish fishermen fish in occupied Western Sahara in violation of international law. And we had many governments issuing skepticism towards violating the law. Later, the European Court of Justice found this was going to be illegal. And now there is no fishing because the court found it to be illegal. But anyway, the Austrian parliamentarians, they issued a lot of concerns about why would we allow EU fishermen to violate international law in Western Sahara? And at that moment, we have the letters published on our website. So the Moroccan government would send individual letters to the Austrian parliamentarians in Brussels saying, if you do not vote to our on how we want it, we will stop the migration and security partnership with Austria.
Kar se Francije tiče, največja maroška diaspora je v Franciji, to je okrog 1,5 milijona ljudi, približno polovica pa je državljanov Maroka. To je okrog petina priseljenskega prebivalstva Francije. Kaj torej sklepanje migracijskih sporazumov pomeni specifično za Francijo, pojasni sogovornik.
Explicitly using it. Very, very explicitly in bilateral talks with governments, from one government to the other. As a means of pressuring European governments to come with statements that benefit the Moroccans in the occupation, the brutal and illegal occupation of Western Sahara. So when it comes to France, I mean, on migration, there are so many reasons to have a diplomatic relationship. Deportations is one. So imagine you have illegal Moroccan migrants in France, and then it would be, illegal in the sense that they have just arrived there, did not even apply for asylum, they just reside there, etc. Or it could be that they are there's some sort of crime committed and some sort of you know, any reason for returning a Moroccan citizen to Morocco, then you need to have a political agreement about it. You need to have two countries that actually are talking to each other, And so that's what Morocco is able to do. They're able to pressure, especially some countries have very many migrants from Morocco, Spain, for one, France, Belgium, Netherlands. So a couple of countries with a large Moroccan minority, and Morocco is using this very, very elegantly or cynically to defend their interests. I'm not even sure if I responded to your question. So that's why the French government needs to have a relationship with the Moroccans on this. This is one of the fields of interest of the French.
Že prej je sogovorc poudaril, torej, da sama Zahodna Sahara ni razlog za premik v politiki, ampak da ima Francija verjetno interese vsem tudi tam.
Ja, na splošno ozemlje ima potencial za razvoj pridobivanja sončne in vetrne energije, tam je očitno tudi ogromna količina peska za izvoz, kar se uporablja v gradbeništvu, potem so tam nahajališča rudnin in soli. Nekateri deli Zahodne Sahare so uporabni za poljedelstvo, kmetijsko zemljo pa imajo v lasti ali maroška podjetja, ali maroški kralj, ali francoska podjetja. Obale so za Francijo in Španijo zanimive tudi ribolovno, kar pa je prepovedalo Evropsko sodišče, o čemer smo poročali v Offside v oktobra. Podrobneje francoske interese v Zahodni Sahari predstavi Hagen.
It is important to say that there are French heavy interests in occupied Western Sahara today, and they're growing fast. It's mostly in renewable sector, meaning the Moroccan king is setting up renewable energy projects in the occupied territories with French partners to employ Moroccan illegal settlers in the territory to carry out, for instance, agriculture exports, which the EU court has found to be in violation of international law. So the French government is actively trying to push French companies to carry out businesses that are operating in violation of international law according to the highest court in Europe. So on the political side, they are trying to push private companies into the territory to undermine basic corporate responsibility. I mean, it's absolutely irresponsible for the French government, not only vis-a-vis the Sahrawis who have been exiled and ended up in mass graves, but it's also a horrible thing to do vis-a-vis the French companies, because then they end up in a legal gray zone, you can say. They end up with contracts on a piece of land where no government has given them the right to be there, except the occupying power, which has no right to issue those licenses. So the French government is luring French enterprises into the territory now, and it's growing very quickly. Now, that said, the biggest interest of the French sector is in Morocco proper. It's on manufacturing, it's on agriculture, it's on even high-speed trains, you know, airports, and all sorts of domains.
No, slišali smo opis francoskih gospodarskih razlogov za sodelovanje z Marokom glede Zahodne Sahare. To je pa treba omeniti še, da obstajajo na kmetijskem področju nasprotni interesi znotraj Francije in znotraj Evropske unije, ker delu kmetijstva maroška agrikultura predstavlja konkurenco.
The agricultural sector in Europe is under pressure from the agricultural sector in Morocco. Because of that, small-scale farmers in France, they're called Confédération Paysanne, the Union of Farmers in France, they have taken they've taken basically the French government to court for allowing Moroccan exports into France and Europe, labeling it as Western Sahara, which is fraudulent, it's fake. I mean, sorry, labeling Western Sahara products as Moroccan. So this is fake labeling. You cannot make production of occupied territory, stolen land, and call it Moroccan and lying to the consumer. So what the small-scale French farmers are sensitive to is that they are being outcompeted by Moroccan agriculture production, even on occupied territories. So that's the small-scale French farmers are allies of the Sahrawis. The interesting thing is that the farming companies in Western Sahara, they're also French, but they're more the bigger industrial capitalist, you know, whatever you can name it, the large French-Moroccan conglomerates, they are in Western Sahara. So you would have French farming sector on both sides in Western Sahara issue. The small scale wants to stop the trade with Western Sahara, which is good, and the other wants to continue it and lobby for it to be continued. It's fascinating. I'm sure that there would be some interest within Slovenia to see a halt to the illegal exports of occupied tomatoes from occupied territories into Europe because it outcompetes the Slovenian production. I'm sure there should be some mutual interest there for Slovenia.
Se pravi, da zdaj smo govorili o francoskih interesih in razlogih za zbliževanje z Marokom, kar je seveda pogojeno seveda ugojevanjem njihovim zahtevam po Zahodni Sahari, kar pa pomeni konflikt z Alžirijo. In kakšno vlogo ima tukaj Alžirija, zakaj podpira gibanje za neodvisnost?
Kakšno je uradno alžirsko stališče, glede tega predstavi sogovorni?
If you look through the public statements of the Algerian government defending self-determination and international law for the Sahrawi people under foreign occupation, you would find that they're quite identical to the French government's position on supporting Ukraine against the brutal invasion of Ukraine. I mean, these two cases are two of the worst violations of international law since the Second World War. Illegal, brutal, and it requires the international community to respond sharply. Algeria has been supporting independence movements through the African continent for decades, since the 60s, and supporting Western Sahara is some sort of a continuation of that. In the same way Algeria supported independence movements in the 70s when Polisario was established. So this has just been maintained. The Algerian position is quite stable since on Western Sahara, since Polisario, the independence movement, was established in the early 70s. So there's no indication that Algeria has any other support, any other motives than upholding international law. And you would find that the statements of the Algerian government on international law in Western Sahara echoes one of many other countries internationally. There's nothing unique about it. You would find concerning statements similar to the Algerian government from many countries globally, including in Northern Europe. You find statements that are not very much different from the Algerian position.
Sogovornik na tem mestu poudarja, da mora biti na splošno pri vprašanju neodvisnosti ali priključitve Zahodne Sahare pomembne želje prebivalstva in ne interesi drugih držav.
Some analysis, if you look at some international media or particularly French commentators, for instance, you would overestimate the role of Algeria in it, saying that Algeria has an interest in Western Sahara. It, by coming with such a statement, you undermine the agency and the independence of this people who are to choose for themselves. It's exactly the same error that people would do on Ukraine. I'm sorry to make this parallel many times, but to say that the question of Ukraine is a matter of NATO versus Russia, that is an insult to the Ukrainian people who have the right to choose their own destiny. There is a Ukrainian people, period. And there is a territory called Ukraine, period. And it's up to them to choose. So by just saying what's the interest of NATO, that would be NATO would have interest, but it's not really the interesting point in the equation of Ukraine. So this is the case now with OSSR. It's important not to overestimate the rivalry in terms of in the sense that you ignore the existence of a people with the right. So Algeria has interest, so to say, but it's in one way not so relevant to look at.
To je bil torej pregled dogajanja med Alžirijo, Francijo in Marokom v zadnjem letu in predvsem tudi razlogi za zbliževanje med Francijo in Marokom so bili obravnavani. To se bo verjetno itak še nadaljevalo, tako da se tudi konflikt med Francijo in Alžirijo ne bo končal z izgoni diplomatov, s katerimi smo pa oddajo začeli. To je to, kultivirala sva Matej in Živa.
E, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije?
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni lahko počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek. Tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.